Good morning to you, to all those who help us here every morning with a broadcast, to Abdiel, and to everybody who tune in every day from different places in our country. Today we start a briefing by grieving the death of a patient and conveying our condolences to the relatives and friends of a patient who died yesterday. In our country, he was admitted with COVID-19. We're talking about an 84-year-old male patient from Old Havana. He had several underlying conditions, such as high blood pressure, ischemic heart disease, and diabetes mellitus, and chronic renal insufficiency. This patient did not have epidemiological elements. However, he had symptoms of the disease, and he was admitted on May 23rd. He was studied and he tested positive for COVID-19. He spent 20 days in the intensive care unit. He was one of the patients we had been reporting in serious condition, and he had a set of complications, and yesterday he was listed as critical, and he also died yesterday with a group of complications. This patient was even treated with convalescent plasma therapy, hyperimmune plasma, but his recovery was not achieved, and regrettably, he died yesterday. And we reiterate our condolences to his relatives and loved ones. Cuba has today 343 COVID-19 patients admitted in our hospitals, 10 in surveillance, 145 are suspects, and active and confirmed patients admitted are 188 patients. And in our primary healthcare service, our professional and specialists follow 919 people with certain risks. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories studied 2,582 samples. In the Laboratory of Molecular Biology of Santiago de Cuba, 357. In Havana's Provincial Center, 282. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,406. In the Brother Amigeiras Hospital Laboratory, 349. And in the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, 188. As a result of the study of these 2,582 samples, 15 people tested positive for COVID-19. Thus, in Cuba, 143,733 samples have been studied by our molecular biology laboratories with real-time PCRs to diagnose COVID-19. And 2,295 people, that is 1.6% of the processed samples, have tested positive. Of the 15 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cubans, something that has been going on almost every day. 10 are confirmed case contacts, accumulating 1,998 people who have been studied and who have been positive and have tested positive as a result of being a positive case contact. This represents 88.68% of all cases confirmed in the pandemic. Yesterday, in four of the cases, the source of infection was not determined. We always reiterate that although the source is not determined at first, the work continues to trace the source of infection in the epidemiological chain to act accordingly for the control of the disease. In the cumulative total of the Cuban pandemic, 94 diagnosed cases, their source of their infection has not been identified, and I am referring to 4.17%. And yesterday, one of the confirmed cases had a source of infection abroad, a Cuban who returned from abroad recently, and thanks to the quarantine and sort of surveillance, he was studied and he tested positive. So 161 people in our country has contracted the disease abroad. 8 of the diagnosed cases and in the pandemic in Cuba are male. 1,161 people are male, that is 50.58%, and 7 were female cases. For a cumulative of 1,134 patients are female, 49.41% of all patients in the pandemic. We always stress the importance of this risk group. 93.3%, that is 14 of the 15 cases diagnosed yesterday, were asymptomatic. And this makes that in the evolution of the pandemic in Cuba, 53.89% of all confirmed cases have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. We're speaking about 1,237 people. And this is something we are also reporting for our population to have a clearer idea. Over the last 15 days, the percentage of asymptomatic cases has changed, because in the last few days, in the overall pandemic, it's 53.89. But practically, over the last 15 days, practically 80.6% of all the cases diagnosed have been asymptomatic at the moment of their diagnosis. And this is something to bear in mind so that we protect ourselves and not be relaxed, because we have no idea of what people may or may not have the disease. So we have to be careful. By age groups, in the group of under 40 years of age, 3 cases were diagnosed, 4 cases in the 40 to 59 years of age, and 1 case in the group of 60 and over were diagnosed yesterday. 3 children were diagnosed with COVID-19 yesterday. 1 9-year-old girl from Havana, from Arroyo Naranjo municipality, a positive case contact. Another girl, also from Havana, 7-year-old girl, positive case contact, as well as a 9-year-old boy, also from Havana, and also a contact of a positive case. With these 3 children diagnosed yesterday, they total 249 who have tested positive in Cuba. 231 of them have been discharged, 92.8% have already been discharged as of today, and as I always say, all children have had a favorable evolution in our country. At times we see the data from other places and we notice that a percentage of the children may have complications, and some even report fatalities, and this is not the situation in Cuba. As we have already said, all cases diagnosed belong to Havana, and 100% distributed in 7 municipalities. And Havana, the capital, during the last 15 days, the province of Havana remains with the highest incidence rate of confirmed cases, we're talking about of 7.07 every 100,000 inhabitants. It has decreased with respect to the previous day, but still it is the country's highest rate. It is followed by Matanzas with a rate similar to yesterday, 1.25 per 100,000 inhabitants. And we ratify above all today the rest of the provinces, Artemisa, Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality have not reported any new case in the last 15 days. And some of these provinces, and tomorrow we're going to give you more details, it's been over 1 month since they last reported positive cases. And as our president, prime minister, and deputy vice minister have informed, these provinces starting today, this Thursday, and following all the prescribed precautions, they are starting to implement phase one of the first post-COVID-19 stage in our country. And I think that there have been plenty of information on the special care to follow, although certain activities will be resumed. Those are included in phase one. Our ministers have appeared in different roundtable TV programs, and the implementation of the measures have been thoroughly explained. And these are the provinces that are going to be implementing this first stage. I reiterate that this should be done following all the required measures with extreme care and protecting ourselves, that with all the protection measures that our population know very well. And of the 2,295 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 188 remain admitted. Confirmed, these are the active cases. Of them, we have a very favorable indicator of the 188 that remain admitted. 187, that is 99%, have a stable clinical evolution. We always regret the death toll, the death of 85 people. Today we had an additional death as a result of this disease in our country, for a lethality in Cuba of 3.7%, keeping the 18th place in this indicator in the region of the Americas out of the 35 countries that make up the region. So it's Cuba is at 18th place in terms of the fatality rate. We always report the two cases that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic. And yesterday, another favorable indicator, there were 21 patients discharged. We had more discharges than confirmed cases. And in Cuba, 220 people have been diagnosed with the disease, have clinically or epidemiologically recovered. And the latter is when the patient has spent 1 month and has tested negative. Today we have a patient in critical condition, one of the patients in serious condition reported in the Salvador Allende Hospital is now listed in guarded condition. Another patient who was at the Dr. Luis Diaz Soto Hospital in serious is now also listed in guarded condition. And we are now left to one critical condition, and that patient is at the Salvador Allende Hospital in the world. The pandemic continues unabated. There is no change. The same 185 countries continue reporting COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, the number of confirmed cases reached 141,282 new cases of COVID-19 for a cumulative of 8,142,129 confirmed cases, and with 6,856 people who died yesterday due to this disease, 443,488 people have already died in the world due to this disease, almost 500,000 people, for a lethality of 5.45%. And I repeat, this is something that I evaluate every day. We take a look at the world's indicators, and it's really very alarming. And we have also said on previous occasions that the region of the Americas has become the epicenter of the pandemic. Initially, it was China, then it was Europe, and it is now the region of Americas, the epicenter. And yesterday, in the region, 79,876 people were confirmed with COVID-19, and it already totals 3,987,543 confirmed cases, and that accounts for 48.97% of the total of the cases reported in the world. Yesterday, 3,335 people died in the region of the Americas, accumulating 208,900 deaths, for a fatality rate of 5.24% in our region. 10 countries of the region have a lethality rate higher than that of 5.24, which is the average of the region. The United States is in first place with 2,137,731 confirmed cases and 116,963 deaths, followed by Brazil with 923,000 and 45,241 deaths, and Peru in third place with 237,156 confirmed cases and 7,056 deaths. This is the situation in the country and in the world. And before concluding, I would like to stress the implementation of phase one of the first COVID-19 stage. It's a result of a well thought, a very well organized strategy in terms of what is to be done and what is to remain pending and what corresponds to each phase. And now comes our moment, what each and every person should do while these phases are implemented. I want to say persons, that includes Cubans and foreigners in our country. Everyone's responsibility, the responsible behavior in the fulfillment of these measures is what really will allow us to move forward. And it is well known that Havana and Matanzas are not included in this first phase. And that is why the same restrictions remain. And what we have to do is to make sure that everybody fully complies with these restrictions.